Welcome back. I'm Graham Richardson. Manitoba is doing it. Saskatchewan has done it. Quebec has done it. Cash back to citizens. Checks. Are you in favor of this? Here's the Manitoba plan introduced yesterday called the Family Affordability whatever. It's basically a family affordability package. I mean, it's checks in the mail, okay? So $87 million. The Premier Stephenson, Heather Stephenson, said, it's beyond clear why many Manitobans are hurting and have a hard time making ends meet. So what are they going to do? Families with children and a household income of less than $175,000 in 2021 will get a benefit check of $250 for the first child and $200 for each additional child. So you've got two kids, it's $450. They say 145,000 families and 282,000 children will benefit. Saskatchewan has mailed out checks to $500 to people to ease the pain. Quebec is in the midst of an election campaign where they are falling all over each other to attempt to be the best at giving some relief to taxpayers. Is this the right way to go about things? It's probably good politics at a time when everything is more expensive and people are having a real struggle out there. Moishe Lander is the senior lecturer in economics at Concordia University, joins us on the line. What do you make of all of this, this rush to send cash and checks to people?
Did nobody take any economics courses?
No, they took politics.
Exactly. It's unbelievable how bad of economic policy this is.
Yeah.
Every single province, no matter how they want to structure it, and like you said, you know, the housing affordability, whatever, they can call it whatever they want. It's just bad economics.
Why?
So we're experiencing inflation right now. So if you start handing money to people, what are people going to do with that money? They're going to spend it. That's going to be an extra turbocharged source of demand, which is going to cause inflation.
It'll make it worse.
That's exactly it, right? So it's counterproductive. And people are going to spend that money in an unproductive way, right? They're not going to do it to improve their education. They're not going to do it to improve the energy efficiency of their home. They're going to blow it on something frivolous, or they're going to use it on, say, helping to pay the grocery bills or their utility bills. But that doesn't lead to any sort of long-lasting benefits. So it's not going to boost the potential of the economy in any way. It's just going to be money that's here today and literally gone by the end of the week. It's so bad in every which way.
But at the same time, though, I do have some sympathy for governments that are under siege from citizens who are under extraordinary pressure, and they do have to be seen to be doing something, even if it's wrongheaded policy from your point of view. What do you say to
and
that?
You're exactly right, Graham. That you hit on the key word there, seem. Mm-hmm. They can't put their hands in their pockets and say, look, the source of this inflation is beyond the control of the government. It's beyond the control of the Bank of Canada.
Which it
is. It's coming from war in Ukraine. It's coming from climate change. It's coming from COVID restrictions and lockdowns that are still ongoing in China, supply chain disruptions. There's absolutely nothing that this $500 is going to do about it. So the government can say, look, the appropriate policy is we put our hands in our pockets and just say it'll pass. Mm-hmm. But that's
doesn't
not
get you elected.
Not one chance. So that's why the Quebec premier right now has said that if reelected, he'll give another $500 upon reelection. Right. So, yeah, it really is good politics. And I don't question that. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know,
not good
shouldn't
policy.
Be done as an economic threat.
Right. And so he said he's already done 500. He says another 500 if he wins, which is, it looks like it's likely. Just on that other point, and I know some listeners will respond to this, is any Western nation anywhere in the world, like Canada, a developed nation or whatever you want to call us, is any nation not facing inflation right now?
No. Everybody is experiencing above normal inflation. So the greatest success of the Western world, the developed world, the first world, whatever word you want to use, right. Is that over the last 30 years, we have tamed inflation. We brought it down. In some cases, we've done so successfully that some countries are even experiencing deflation and trying to struggle against that, like Japan, for example.
Right.
What we've seen in the last 6 months is that inflation rates around the world have risen to above normal levels. And so all countries are trying to figure out how to deal with that problem.
And you say it will pass. It always does. And do we have some indications that we are heading in a better direction now or not
yeah,
yet?
Yeah, actually, nope. The inflation numbers that came out a couple of weeks ago showed that inflation fell from just over 8 to about 7.5. It's still high, but maybe that's pointing that it is coming down. Bank of Canada is going to meet next week, and they're going to increase interest rates. Place your money on either 50 basis points or 75 basis points. And there might be one more increase coming before the end of the year after that September meeting. And the fact is that you can increase interest rates without bound, right? You can just keep increasing them until you choke the economy and you choke those price increases right out of it. And that's what the Bank of Canada is going to do if necessary, because they have a mandate to keep it to 2%, you know, plus or minus 1%, and they will succeed in doing it. Beyond the fact that it's their mandate, it's what they're committed to doing. So it will pass. It's just an issue of will it pass in the next 6 months or in the next 12 months?
Yeah. The other thing I'm struck with on these checks is I was covering Parliament when Stephen Harper cut the GST. And all economists and all policymakers, lots of people, this is just bad, bad policy. And then, of course, you go into 07, 08, and the financial crisis, and boy, if we had that extra revenue from the GST cut, and it didn't matter because he promised that, and he benefited from that politically, and many conservatives still say that was one of the great pieces that brought them into office. So it's a real balance, you know. Like, and he is no slouch when it comes to the economy. He understands, you know, that balance, but the fact that he cut the GST politically helped him, knowing that it would hurt the government's revenue.
Yeah, and you can see that ongoing debate still existing in Alberta right now, where the UCP, the modern day Conservative Party out there, is going through a leadership change. And the two leading candidates are slinging mud at each other, saying, you said you wanted a provincial sales tax. And the other one saying, you said you wanted a provincial sales tax. And that's about as close as you can get in Alberta beyond calling each other a liberal to being like ultimately insulting.
It's the third rail. Provincial sales tax is the third rail. Yeah,
that's it. And I'm telling you, as an Alberta resident, you know, as a resident, I love the fact that we don't have a provincial sales tax. But as an economist, high sales taxes are actually more efficient than high income taxes. So if you really did want to solve some sort of government issues, you know, the solution there is with the sales tax, not with these sorts of income giveaways.
Yeah. And it will not happen, especially now with that surplus, right? Back to good times, boom times. Everything's fine. Never mind. Never mind. Lots
exactly
of revenue for
exactly
now.
That.
For now. Moishe Lander, thanks so much for this.
Anytime.
All right. That's Moishe Lander with Concordia University talking about the politics and the economics of sending checks in the mail. What do you think? 580, 580. Do you like this? Do you buy this? Or do you think they are buying you? Text us at 580, 580. I want to hear from you. About, you know, all forms of government rebate, you know, like there are like the COVID relief things. I sometimes lose track of them. All of a sudden I'll see in the news, oh, they're sending out or the carbon tax check, carbon tax rebate. They're sending that out. It's the first quarter or whatever. And I look at my bank account. It's like Canada X number of dollars, you know, like, as like everybody else, I'll take it, but there's kind of a disconnect. And on this front, you're going to help with inflation by giving more money for people to spend and cushion the blow that might actually contribute to inflation. But you know what the other side of this is? And I know people out there listening, who cares? Who cares? I need the money because not only have prices at the grocery store gone up, interest rates are going up, my mortgage costs are going up. And if I'm trying to struggle to get kids in hockey or baseball or get them outfitted for school, and government's finally going to cut me a break as opposed to taking from me, I'll take it and I'll say that's a good idea. Where do you stand on this? We're getting a lot of texts. 580-580, keep coming. We will read them out and continue to talk about this, whether government rebates in this time of high inflation are good for you and whether you agree with them. I'm Graham Richardson. This is Ottawa at Work. Stay with us.